This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Here we are, kicking off another week. Monday, the 27th day of February 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here teleprompter free, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You know, Starbucks came out a month ago and said they're going to hire 10,000 refugees, and in major consumer indexes, they have absolutely plunged. Their brand has gone into the toilet. And isn't that emblematic of how everything the globalists are pushing is tanking with public sentiment in the public mind? The public is rejecting them lock, stock, and barrel. Meanwhile, the enemies of this republic are in high gear trying to kill the Trump recovery that we're only 40-something days into with everything they've got. I've got a stack of news where the financial publications are running down this country and running down the UK for trying to pull out of the EU. There is an all-out financial war going on. Communist China has weighed in. Hollywood, of course, last night praised Tehran, and the mullahs praised Hollywood and said how great they were and that they admire the anti-American sentiment, when no one in Hollywood who supports the whole anti-family agenda could even live in Iran. But they don't care because Iran has some anti-American sentiment. Most of the young people in major surveys in Iran actually hate the mullahs. But nevertheless, the Iranian dictator condemns Donald Trump's Muslim ban in powerful Oscars acceptance speech. Iranian director. I had a Freudian slip. Dictator. Iranian director. Asghar Farhadi condemns Donald Trump's Muslim ban in powerful Oscar acceptance speech. Funny, Iran has a ban on Christians and Jews coming into the country and trying to live there. But that's okay, because this is all a one-sided street. We're not banning Muslims. We're banning people from seven failed states like Sudan and Somalia and Libya that don't even have working public airports, and where women are sold into slavery and their genitals cut off. But it doesn't matter, because they could badmouth. I mean, it would take all day to air all the different so-called stars, most of them foreigners, it seemed, up there running down this country and running down President Trump. And and Jimmy Kimmel saying the world hates America because of Trump. No, many areas of the world hate the United States because the globalists have used us to expand their system while they ran us down. Now the globalists are fully conquering the U.S. They're using some of the hatred they helped generate as a way to further bring down this country. The truth is, the world respects Trump, from the folks in the U.K. to France to Russia to Japan to many areas of Africa and Latin America. They understand the exploitation America's going under because they've been under it. And peoples and nations are all together against the globalist threat. We all share that common enemy. I was watching Fox News this morning while I was exercising, and they were going to Ellis Island talking about all the things you had to do to get through to the United States. Yeah, not have TB, not have the plague, and not be a burden on the society. You couldn't be handicapped because they didn't have a big social welfare system. We couldn't have the world dump people on us, or it would make our country go down. We brought hard-working peasants out of the country. That's who this nation wanted. That's what America's based on. So they can become wealthy and successful and actually get out of their caste systems that they were in every other country, from Japan to Italy. But now, the great-grandkids of those kids, of those people that came here, are brainwashed, running around bitching and complaining, you know, saying, give me free government this, give me free government that, and open the borders up, on and on and on, having no connection to reality, but living in La La Land. Speaking of La La Land, they announced that La La Land had won And, of course, it was really Moonlight, just showing how they can't get their act together, a bunch of dysfunctional scum.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This broadcast is being watched live by millions of Americans and around the world in more than 225 countries that now hate us. And I think that is an amazing thing. I'm not the man to unite this country, but it can be done. If every person watching this show, I don't want to get too serious, but there are millions and millions of people watching right now, and if every one of you took a minute to reach out to one person you disagree with, someone you like, and have a positive, considerate conversation, not as liberals or conservatives, as Americans, if we would all do that, we could make America great again. We really could. It starts with us. Isabel, as you know, is nominated for her performance in the movie Elle. And on behalf of everyone here, I would like to say, we didn't see Elle, but we absolutely loved it. You were amazing in that film, and I am glad Homeland Security let you in tonight. I really am. Meryl Streep has phoned it in for more than 50 films over the course of her lackluster career. This is Meryl's 20th Oscar nomination. Even more, made even more amazing considering the fact that she wasn't even in a movie this year. We just wrote her name down out of habit. Meryl, stand up if you would. Everybody, please join me in giving Meryl Streep a totally undeserved round of applause, will you? Tonight. I hope we're going to have fun tonight. Nice dress, by the way. Is that an Ivanka? This is exciting. I think it's important that we all, I know we've all seen it all, but it's important that we take a second to appreciate what is happening here. We're at the Oscars, the Academy Awards. You're nominated. You got to come. Your families are nominated. Your friends, some of you will get to come up here on this stage tonight and give a speech that the President of the United States will tweet about in all caps during his 5 a.m. bowel movement tomorrow. See, it's so easy to reach out and heal. And I want to say, maybe this is not a popular thing to say, but I want to say thank you to President Trump. I mean, remember last year when it seemed like the Oscars were racist?
La La Land.
That's what you call progress.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Smooth move, dumbass.
There you go. They were too busy running around lying about Donald Trump and the nationalist movement that's desperately trying to devolve power from the corrupt Hollywood on the West Coast and the corrupt megabanks that have hijacked the country on the East Coast. They were too busy demonizing a true American champion with incredible charisma and courage to try to restore this republic and be a beacon to other nations to pull out of the corporate global system. And all these cowards get up there with their neurotic lifestyles and all their corruption and all their butlers and all their face creams and facelifts and all the rest of it and their train wreck lifestyle and lecture us that we should all bow down to them because Hollywood celebrities know everything. And it doesn't mean I don't like a Kurt Russell. It doesn't mean I don't like, you know, some of the great actors out there like Clint Eastwood. And they all seem to be patriots, don't they? You like them in their roles your whole life, and then it turns out they're listeners. Turns out they're dialed into the truth before you were even born. But all the rest of them are just the most conceited, twisted, deceptive, hypocritical people on the planet. Meryl Streep has famously come out, remember, but it was back in 2003, and lobbied and campaigned for Roman Polanski to have his child rape pedophilia conviction overturned after he grabbed a 13-year-old girl, this is admitted, drugged her, and raped her anally. And she got up and gave a standing ovation when he was nominated for a film in 2003 and helped run the movement, promoting the movement. That's how arrogant she is, promoting the move to get him clemency. That's disconnected, folks. And that's who we're talking about here. They think you're there like dirt under their shoes. It's like Elon Musk and Ray Kurzweil, all of them say, you will merge with machines or be obsolete. You will merge with machines or be stepped on like a bug. They believe they know the future. They believe they know how we're going to live. They believe they have full control over us. But the truth is, whether it's Hollywood or whether it's Starbucks or whether it's other globalist publications or operations, they're all globally, not just domestically, going into the toilet. In fact, it's admitted now in the trade publications, it was in the trade publications today, Variety and others, that Hollywood hopes Trump lets China buy them up because they're completely bankrupt. It's already over. They're bankrupt. And even when Matt Damon makes movies for the China market, like The Great Wall, it loses $80 million. J.K. Rowling has giant palaces all over the world, from Tasmania to London. But she wants you to take violent military-age men, Somali and Sudanese refugees in your poor neighborhood, but she won't take them in hers. Again, disgusting, pig-like hypocrites. Jokes. Totally anathema. I watched large sections of the Oscars this morning, and I noticed that they tried to get kids up on the stage and bring, you know, locals in and try to make it about the viewers, because they know their ratings are in the tank. They know people are sick of celebrities, sick of empty garbage. You go out and you do advertising with a celebrity, it doesn't sell nowadays. It's in the trade publications, but we've tested it ourselves. You go out and you advertise with a regular, real person that's genuine, you have incredible success. The people are running from the establishment, running from liberalism. It is the most old hat, orthodox, oppressive religion in the world. It's a religion of being guilty, a religion of being obsessed with how you talk and what you do, a religion of groveling to a cult that tells you how to live and how to dress and where to go and how to speak. No! We reject you. And Donald Trump knows that. How beautiful that he canceled the Correspondents' Dinner. Oh, yes, it's canceled. It's about the White House. It's about the president. I love the media keeps acting like, oh, he's not going. Will that hurt it? It's all about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And turn into this whole thing about the media that's openly calling, almost every publication that'll be there, calls for his death, his overthrow, calls him a racist, lies about him. Why should he go to an event when he breathes life into it? Why should he go to a vampire's feast when he's the only red-blooded human walking? They need him like fish need water, like birds need the sky, like plants need the sun, and like vampires need blood. House Intelligence Committee chair has just come out and said no evidence yet of Trump campaign contacts with Russia, because there never have been. I told you, they keep running. And if you read the fine print in the New York Times, they always say no evidence that they actually were doing anything in the campaign. Just a few people in the campaign talked to Russians. That's what you do once they were in the transition. That's all coming up. But isn't it interesting? Secret ballots, duplicative envelopes, armed guards, and a star-studded finale. So how did the fine-tuned Oscar machine go so wrong? Well, armed guards, duplicate ballots, everything being checked, everything being totally controlled, obsessing over a vote that doesn't even matter, but you want people to be able to vote with no ID. There's a name for hypocrisy in the dictionary and the encyclopedia, and it's called Hollywood liberal scum that isn't liberal. Everything about them's a lie. Coming up, we're going to have exclusive breaking news from inside the White House and information they've discovered. The article is going up now in the next 10 minutes to InfoWars.com by Dr. Jerome Corsi. This is from the White House. That Obama raided Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, taxpayer-funded, government-backed mortgage system, ladies and gentlemen, to fund Obamacare. It's even more bankrupt than we first thought. This is criminal, this is scandalous, and it's about to break. Guess what else we got from the White House, along with 20 other groups, but no one's published it yet, that I saw 15 minutes ago when we were going on air. This, the bullet points of the speech tomorrow night before Congress. The Democrats say they're going to sabotage and attack. I am going to be breaking all of this down. We're going to be posting this at InfoWars.com the next 10 minutes as well. So, a lot of very positive things happened at CPAC when Dr. Corsi was there. So we're going to be breaking all that down. Here's the good news. Nationalists everywhere are exploding to the number one position. So the answer is assassination plots against Marie Le Pen, against Wilders in the Netherlands, everywhere. Le Pen surge in latest poll as the other people behind her's population slip. She's clearly, even in their fake polls, way ahead. Prime Minister May in the UK prepares to announce cutoff date for EU migrant rights in Britain. Yeah, they're just flooding England with undocumented people and just saying they have all these rights. No, there's a cutoff. It's a globalist plan by Peter Sutherland and the UN to bring down Europe. Radical leftists are warning that Trump years will be apocalyptic, and they just might be right. Report, Dem invited immigrants to heckle Trump during speech to Congress. Infowars.com. Now, remember, one guy heckled. Who was the congressman? I forget, that says, you lie? Let's Google that. Which congressman said, you lie? His name will pop in my head in a minute. He's been on the show before, many years ago. The point is that he said, you lie, when he was saying that, you know, illegals wouldn't get Obamacare, and Obamacare is going to be, you know, free and all this crap. He said, you lie. The media was like, it's the greatest evil ever. Well, what about if there's heckling tomorrow night that we're going to be covering live? I'm going to be here. I'm going to cover it live. I'm going to come down here tomorrow night. We're going to cover an hour before, and we'll cover the speech after. Leaked audio reveals anti-Trump forces manufacturing hostile town halls. Yeah, the media is telling them to go there and do it. PolitiFact says Trump is right, but proceeds to rate his remarks mostly false. Trump blasts Dems for peddling fake Russia news narrative. That was over the weekend via Twitter. Now the Intelligence Committee comes out and says, okay, he's right. There's no evidence. We've seen it. That's why they wouldn't give it to the House 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when they were first saying this. They wouldn't give it to the House because there was no proof. I know the people they're blaming. They are literally pulling their hair out angry. No contact to Russians. Zero. All they've got is Flynn talking to the Russian ambassador like he's supposed to do when he's the interim national security advisor. Already appointed by Trump. Didn't need to be confirmed by Congress. But, oh, my gosh, did you hear the president's national security advisor talk to the Russian ambassador? What do you think ambassadors and national security advisors do? The president could go meet for a week with Putin in Moscow if he wanted to. We elected him. He's the president. That's what they do. Can you believe it? He's talking to the Russians. Get a Russian agent. We've got so much to cover today, so much to go over. But first off, let me bring this out. There is a absolute undeclared war, but also declared war going on against free speech all over the country and all over the United States, but also all over the world. There is a massive sustained attack going on, and if you're simply aware of it, and if you simply speak out against it and take action against it, it will fall like a house of rotting cards. Now, that said, if you're not conscious of that and keep yourself in a spectator mode where you're in the fight like you're watching a football game, but you're still a spectator and you don't spread the articles, spread the videos, promote the local radio stations, if you don't buy products from InfoWars or other people fighting the New World Order, if you don't start your own blog or your own YouTube or your own radio show, whatever it is, if you don't call C-SPAN, if you don't take those first steps, and I'm not complaining, it's going to be hard to win this. I'm just simply saying it's a choice and it's up to you. You've already done amazing things. And the activists out there have done the work of hundreds of people, many of them individually, or thousands of people. But we need all of you to keep your mind in the fight, your eye on the prize, and have that eye of the tiger and never give up, never give in, never back down. Because just because we got Trump in means the war, as myself and Michael Savage and others said, has just begun. The fight has only just started. And they say that themselves. They are coming for us. The globalists are spending more money than ever. They're getting nastier than ever. They are doing unbelievable things. And we have to absolutely boycott everything they do, just like Trump's not going to the correspondents' dinner because it's all about him. Why should he? Just like he said, oh, we're going to have some press briefings where you don't always get in. We're going to make room for other media sometimes. Exactly what I said. Have it be random. Where sometimes these groups can't get in, sometimes those groups get in. So we had Congressman, you know, Joe Wilson come out and say, you lie. That's exactly what Trump's doing from the main stage. When they lie, he says, you lie. Last week he said, a lot of mainstream media puts out fake news, and fake news is the enemy of the American people. They said, he said, the news is the enemy, like he's a dictator. And he came out and he said, no, I said fake news. See how they deceive. See how they lie. But the point is, you always wanted a bully pulpit. We finally have one in Donald J. Trump. You always wanted to take action against the globalists. We have it. But you and I and all of us have to get even more involved and more active in this animating contest. It's more important than ever that you wear your InfoWars.com shirts and Donald Trump shirts and Trump is my president shirts and Hillary for prison shirts out in public so you meet each other, so we have solidarity, so we show these bullies and thugs and intimidators that we're awake and we know what's going on and we're not backing down. It's amazing. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, support the broadcast, get a t-shirt to wear your colors loud and proud, just like we're a motorcycle gang, folks. It's going back to the old-fashioned colors, old-fashioned militaries. We're the Army of the Republic, trying to restore the Republic, cut taxes for poor people, private property, family values, national sovereignty, basic stuff like that. You got to wear a Trump is my president shirt, a come and take it shirt, a Hillary for prison shirt, an InfoWars.com shirt. You know how powerful it is when Trump has these rallies? And the word is, it isn't just going to be one mega rally. He's going to have lots of them again around the country because they're mobilizing against us. He's got to keep us mobilized in an info war against them, and you've got to have a uniform in the info war. You've got to be identifiable. Well, if that isn't a come-and-take-it shirt or a Molon Lave shirt, then I don't know what is. That's what it's all about. Rub it in their face. And support the broadcast, and let us stay in contact with you. Infowars.com/newsletter. You get the latest videos, latest articles, and coupon codes that are the very, very biggest. In fact, we're going to email out today one item that's one of our best sellers at 50% off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon today. I'm going to send out a 50% discount to everyone that's on the newsletter. And every day we send out a promo code for the shopping cart. So you can support the broadcast, get great products, but get the biggest discounts out there. Because if they start shutting us down on more platforms, which is starting to happen, we need to be able to contact you through email. This is the one area that for like 17 years, I never really collected emails and never did stuff professionally because I never was trying to grow. I realized that we've got to grow or be destroyed. We've got to get as big as possible to take these people on because then if they attack, it will be so large that it takes them too long to take us down and we'll wear them out. I mean business, folks, and people will see more in the future. As you've seen, I keep telling you we're going to the next level, and we do. With your prayers and your financial support, but even more importantly, spreading the video links and the articles. We're unstoppable together. Americans of every color and creed, of one race, of one God, of one freedom, of one push for justice, are unstoppable when we take action, as President Trump has said, and you're doing it, and you're seeing how we're unstoppable. The idiots at the Oscars went out there and made fun of Trump, called him a racist, talked about him having bowel movements, all this other crud all day long, had a big celebration of division and lies and fraud, distracting from all their elitism, projecting it onto Trump when he's a great unifier, and then they couldn't even get the right best picture together. So, InfoWars newsletter is the open channel for truth. The establishment is launching salvo after salvo against those who oppose their agenda. You see it everywhere. The latest advertising ban on InfoWars, not letting us advertise on Google, that's huge. That's blocking us in the market, very serious, is proof that they are using sophisticated tactics to attack free speech and destroy the independent media. This is why it's your duty to sign up and get our daily newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. As they try to shut us down, the newsletter might be the only means of communication we have with you. The newsletter is full of crucial reports, inside information, high-level sources, and exclusive deals. Stay informed with the InfoWars newsletter and keep the channel of truth open in the fight for liberty. Sign up today at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And I'm going to offer, right now, for everybody that doesn't sign up, our great colloidal silver is 33% off. A bunch of other items are massively off as well. I'm extending the big sale we had last week to fund the First Amendment and expanding the InfoWar, at least keeping it the size it is. With Supernova Vitality, 25% off, Brain Force, 25% off, Survival Shield, 25% off, Caveman, 33% off. But I'm going to offer 50% off on colloidal silver, And I'm going to offer 35% off on Super Mail. That's a 10% bigger than the discount that's already there. For everybody that goes to the newsletter today and opens your email, I'm going to have a promo code there at checkout for you to get 50% off Colloidal Silver, amazing, and 35% off Super Mail. Please support the broadcast. Thank you for your support. We'll be back.
Empires on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Free, a little bit better than it used to be, cause I'm alive.
See, it's so easy to reach out and heal. And I want to say, maybe this is not a popular thing to say, but I want to say thank you to President Trump. I mean, remember last year when it seemed like the Oscars were racist?
La La Land.
That's what you call progress.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Garbage Skeksis Awards, where a bunch of weirdo, arrogant, fake people that play fake people, that play being disingenuous in the real world, come out and engage in mass fraud and deception against our country. It is truly, truly sickening. We have a Breitbart senior editor, Joel B. Pollack, joining us. He wrote the book with the number one New York Times bestselling author, Larry Schwickert, How Trump Won the Inside Story of a Revolution. We're selling this book, I should add, at InfoWarsStore.com. And knowing how Trump won is key to future victories, isn't it? But again, if you really want to defeat these gun grabbers, if you really want to defeat these people that think your children belong to them, it means you've got to be willing to go out in public, you've got to get aggressive, and you've got to financially support the opposition of the New World Order. Because we're real opposition. We're hair on fire attacking them. We're not playing games. And they think we're going to be intimidated or shut up. They got another thing coming. So that's coming up. And then I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of that hour for the next hour and a half and take your phone calls. I promise I'm going to take a lot of them. I took a lot last night. They were great calls. They were on target. They were amazing. They brought up really good points. We're going to take your calls again today. David Knight's going to be hosting the fourth hour, but we've got like an eight-minute report I did that's very informative. The truth about Donald Trump and Satanism, where the Satanist and the occultist have all come out against Trump. Mainstream media has promoted it. They say do witchcraft against him, call for his death. That's been promoted in major newspapers. That shows you who these people really are. I told you, you scratch an atheist, you get a Satanist. And I do not mean your average run-of-the-mill atheist on the ground. I totally get atheists that have seen these fake churches and these hypocrites and these globalists and think, I want nothing to do with that. You know, religion's turned into a cult of control. I'm not talking about state-run religion. I'm talking about the spiritual realm, the dimensions, mathematics have proven it. All these different top mathematicians end up becoming religious, or spiritual, I should say, because there's something else going on. We're on a planet in deep space, folks, and if you get into history and you get into what the top people are into, they're into the occult. And there's a light side, there's a dark side to this, and you're at your great peril if you ignore it. It's a fact. Now, I've got so much to get to here. One story's up on InfoWars.com and just went up, as I said it did. The other big one is going up. It's going to be red-linked very, very soon, dealing with the fact that Obama raided Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the big government-backed loan system, to fund Obamacare. That is absolutely illegal, completely out of control. And there's an image I want to put up on screen for TV viewers. It's up on InfoWars.com as today's editorial cartoon, and it says it all. It's a doctor looking at an x-ray in a medical office, and Uncle Sam is sitting on the table, on the exam table, with a giant octopus called Obamacare as a face sucker wrapped around him, suffocating him with one tentacle around the GOP. Actually, it should be that the giant thing on the face of Uncle Sam is the GOP and Democratic Party that are the octopus who created Obamacare. It's a giant ripoff for insurance companies and big banks to double and triple prices and make you buy their product. And the octopus should be saying to Trump, who's trying to pull it off of Uncle Sam, the American people, that no, you're never going to stop me. This is my dinner. I own this country. I own their souls. Get out of my way. But still, removing it may take a little longer than we thought. Yeah, because they're saying everyone must be covered. People are always covered under charity care and churches and local systems. Why do you think almost all major hospitals are owned by big churches? By the Seventh-day Adventists, by the Catholics and others? Because they're supposed to give out most health care for free. And doctors are supposed to give out 30%. When my dad went to medical school, 30% of it was supposed to be free. People say, oh, Ron Paul's so great. He used to work 2 days a week at a charity hospital for $2 a night to pay for his gas and his food. $2 a night, delivering up to 3 babies a night, while Ron Paul was such a saint. And you know what? He was one of the last type of doctors that still did that. But he only got out of being a doctor 20 years ago. 23 years ago. Ron Paul knew you went to charity hospitals and you did stuff for free. But see, charity hospitals aren't charity hospitals. They're big old giant corrupt institutions on average now. But see, I'm cursed with having medical people in my family who also are in major medical management, in some cases, of hundreds of facilities. Hundreds. When my dad retired 3 years ago, he was managing over 100 facilities. My dad gets called in to, you know, testify in the legislature on laws, you name it. Terms he developed are actually used in Texas law now. And I'm not bragging. I'm just explaining. I know what I'm talking about when I tell you Obamacare is a giant screw job. But that's okay. MSNBC just said it's free and Alex Jones is deeply racist and that's why folks don't like it. Is the article up on Infowars.com yet? I know it was supposed to be ready a while ago. Let's hit refresh and see if that article's up there, because we were just getting it ready for publication by Dr. Jerome Corsi dealing with this. We're going to cover it as soon as it's ready. But breaking bullet points of Trump's congressional address, give an Infowars. You want to go see that? And I'm going to get to a bunch of other news after we air this special report. I'm going to play this special report, Liberal Hollywood Attacks Trump, by John Baum. And just remember, these are the people that think they own you, they own your family. But the beautiful thing is, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel or any of these people, their ratings are down. Most people don't like them. Almost everyone is sick of them. There are comics that are 14 years old, again, on YouTube that have more views every day than Jimmy Kimmel and all these other people combined have. They're a joke. And no amount of internet censorship, no amount of tyranny will ever put you back in control of the American people again. You know, I notice who mainly watches Jimmy Kimmel and Colbert, and it's old people. And nothing against old people, but it's old people that think it's hip and cool. That's all you've got. That's all Fox News has got. It's all any of you have. No one under the age of 45 that I know believes anything that comes out of your mouth unless they're adult social justice warriors that have been brainwashed by the educational system and have giant stinking chips on their shoulders. That's it. That's the only people. That's all. So just realize, they're always talking about how they're cool and how everybody else is dumb but them. It's because the globalists and their minions are so uncool and so establishment, and then all they've got is the very dumbest constituents, unless they're constituents, because they're part of the gravy train feeding on the dumb mass of people, and they want to grow a bigger mass of dumb people that they siphon off of and that they use as a political weapon against the dwindling middle class. And these parasites, just like all the failed wannabes that went to California to make it big, California's now imploding. So all those failures are now running to Toronto and running to Austin, Texas, and ruining everything there. Like locusts flying into a field and stripping everything off the plants in minutes. They are the plague. And they come to dominate. They come to control. They come to bully. They're a bunch of gangsters. What they are is wimp gangs. Guilt gangs that are there to guilt you into submission and worshiping them. So let's go to this report by John Baum. Here it is.
Anti-Trump celebrities joined forces at the United Voices rally staged by Hollywood's United Talent Agency in lieu of its usual pre-Oscar party.
This is our time to resist.
While other celebrities resorted to calling on the demons that run their lives to alter America's destiny.
Witches across the country were gathering at the stroke of midnight to put a hex on President Trump. Did you see this?
That's right, Kenny.
Find Donald J. Trump.
Find their wickedness.
Find their wickedness.
The 2017 Oscars were, of course, an opportunity for all of Hollywood to bash their commander-in-chief.
But I want to say thank you to President Trump. I mean, remember last year when it seemed like the Oscars were racist? Everybody, please join me in giving Meryl Streep a totally undeserved round of applause, will you?
According to these globalist pawns, the silent majority of Americans who voted Donald Trump into the executive office are wrong. While an industry that can't get enough of its own celebrity assumes, like Congress and the mainstream media, that Americans are foolish enough to support their limousine leftist opinions. All this from a tiny city in liberal hell, California, that is fast becoming an outpost for Chinese propaganda. Jamie White writes, Hollywood is set to begin work on Little America, a dystopian adventure movie set in a future where a Trump-like U.S. president has bankrupted America, and China has called in its debts. China views film as a component of social control, states a report from the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, noting that when it comes to Chinese policies for regulating movies, these Chinese Communist Party concerns are positioned above all other interests.
The country is divided right now. I've been getting a lot of advice. People have been telling me it's time to bring everyone together. You need to say something to unite us. And let's just get something straight off the top. I can't do that. There's only one Braveheart in this room, and he's not going to unite us either. Okay? No, you look great. I think the Scientology is working. I really do.
Hollywood is slitting its own throat, assuming by the authority of its own arrogance that Americans actually care what it thinks.
You're not God. There are 14-year-old YouTubers that have more viewers every day than all of CNN combined. You certainly have more viewers and listeners here every week on average than CNN does. They are a complete hoax. And so Trump says, you want to have CNN? You want to have the Washington Post, Newsweek, Time Magazine, all calling for civil insurrection, overthrow, murder of the president? You want to boycott and financially block anybody on YouTube or Google or Facebook trying to promote the president's ideas of bringing our jobs back? Well, the president's going to start blocking you, bullies. We're only calling for his death. We're only calling him a Nazi. We're only lying about him when he says fake news is the enemy of the American people. They come out and say, did you hear? President Trump says all media and questioning him is the enemy. That's how a dictator talks. And Trump gives a speech and goes, I didn't do that. I said fake news is the enemy, and that's my free speech. You're calling for me to be killed.
The real celebrities are the inventors of this republic, the founding fathers of the United States of America. John Bound for Infowars.com.
All right, we're going to tweet this out at Real Alex Jones during the next break. Needs to be spread far and wide. You want to get rid of Obamacare, you got to keep the heat on it. Because the media and the Republican Party on Fox News are already involved in frontal assaults via the Democrats, but backhanded assaults via the Republicans, saying, oh, what's Trump going to do? If we don't have Obamacare, it'll really hurt people. There's some good parts of it. Oh, look, he's not getting rid of it right away as he goes full steam ahead trying to repeal it, and he's already delivered on more good things than Ronald Reagan did in 8 years, in 40-something days. It's unbelievable if you think about everything he's done. And again, they're trying to stall the Trump recovery. They're trying to create a global recession. They're trying to create a retail crisis. They're trying to stall small businesses right now. And Trump is desperately trying to get the Federal Reserve and removing the Federal Reserve folks, but this week, and putting in his own people, to get loans to small businesses as fast as he can. So if he's unable to do this, as Ron Paul said on the air here a month ago, it was too little, too late. Even though he said, quote, Trump's doing a great job cutting regulations and trying to cut taxes and everything else he's announced, but I think it's too little, too late. So remember that, everybody that hates Trump. Just keep working against him as hard as you can. The Hollywood elitists, when you're homeless, aren't going to bring into their homes. Now here's the big exclusive. Up on Infowars.com. Obama illegally robbed Fannie Freddie to fund Obamacare. Breaking at Infowars.com by Dr. Jerome R. Corsi right now. Obama diverted money from low-income housing to keep Obamacare alive. Will this be the final nail in the coffin for the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obozo Ripoff Care? Or megabank care, megabank looting care. Federal court litigation provides evidence that Obama administration illegally diverted taxpayer funds that had not been appropriated by Congress in an unconstitutional scheme to keep Obamacare from imploding. Because you got to give those foreign banks that put you in office all that money. In 2016, a U.S. district judge caught the Obama administration, Health and Human Services Department, acting unconstitutionally and therefore put an end to the illegal diversion of taxpayer funds. But the Obamas didn't stop there. This is exclusive, folks. This was pointed out to us by the White House. This came from the White House. Well, the mainstream media will have a fit with that. The Obama administration instead turned to the nation's two government-sponsored mortgage giants, the Federal National Mortgage Association, commonly known as Fannie Mae, and the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, commonly known as Freddie Mac, to invent a new diversion of funds in a desperate attempt to keep Obamacare, that is foreign bank looting, from collapsing. A key date in May 12, 2016, that was the day when the U.S. District Judge Rosemary Collyer, in the case of U.S. House of Representatives versus Burwell, and has it all listed, ruled against Health and, turn the page, Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews Burwell. And then the judge goes through it. It's a lengthy article with all the documents. It was estimated hundreds of billions of dollars slagged off of these people. Which is, again, taxpayers at another level paying for it. All the massive taxes weren't enough already given to it. All the penalties weren't enough to pay for all the massive increases in health care costs in the giant bloodletting vampire feast.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be hated. to be faded.
Telling only lies.
Telling only lies. But my dreams, they are as empty.
And how do the dreams of humanity manifest?
As my conscience
has the psychopaths.
Seems to be.
And it has the dreamers.
Lonely. My love is vengeance.
It's never free.
That's never free.
The crew was back there in the last 15 minutes or so since they had this article ready for me, reading it, freaking out. All the documents, the court cases, no one's ever reported on this. This is hiding in plain view. The White House has been alerting other media to this in the last 3 days, and we're the first to put it out. The White House is like, hey, look at this, InfoWars, Breitbart, Daily Caller. And I'm not blaming Breitbart, Daily Caller. No one's gotten around to it yet because it's banking. Well, Dr. Corsi has a degree in finance from Harvard and is an expert in banking. That's how he met Trump 42 years ago, was working with him on financing for hotels. The two know each other very well. Probably had dinner 50 times over the years. Had dinner last year. The point is that InfoWars has a giant story that the White House thinks is important. And the crew is reading this, and I know why the other sites haven't gotten around to it yet. It's some heavy reading. It's documents. It's court cases. Remember how they first got rid of regulations for housing loans in the 90s? That created a bubble. Then when it imploded, they made it way hard for smaller brokerage firms and other groups to actually, you know, go out and do the deals for houses. They created all these new fees and fines and Frank Dodd. That made it so they could then, behind the scenes, loot the hell out of the money, upwards of 10% of what comes through the two federal management groups, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, or Fannie and Freddie, as I like to call them. So you read this, it is incredible. It's a long article. They called it their pot of gold and just looted the hell out of it. They've got unsealed court documents in here. And my problem is I don't even have the support crew for Corsi yet. So he writes this stuff. We've got links to the documents to the Federal Register. We need to get some screenshots, obviously, of these, at least the headers of them, put them in the article, just so folks can see this for yourself. $187 billion in funds advanced to Obamacare through the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. Wow, just robbing the HERA. Man, this is so criminal. And the federal government, convertible, selling off the stock of GSE. Man, this is so criminal. But so's opening the border up, saying people with TB and leprosy can come over and you don't even check them. That's mean to the person you don't give treatment to. It's just total lawless, insane criminality. And then you've got the establishment Republicans trying to keep Obamacare in place. Of course they are. They helped write it for the very same megabanks that are raping everybody. These stories are so important. See, we haven't won the war yet to get rid of Obamacare. It's the big enchilada. It's the thing that will bring down our economy. It's the thing that brings us under total control of the government. But Trump, with executive orders, can block executive areas that are unconstitutional. So he's ordered the IRS not to enforce that, so you don't have to put on your tax return, you know, that information that, oh, I don't have Obamacare. You don't have to fill it out. It's illegal for them to ask you that now. They need to change the forms. They haven't done that yet. But they're kind of acting like they're following what Trump says, hoping he doesn't notice. But he's on it. So already, that fine is gone. But a lot of companies are claiming they'll take it out of their people's own, you know, paycheck. It's incredible. Again, the whole system is trying to ignore Trump, the law, the American people. Hour two is huge. It's coming up. The big sales in tomorrow. Upwards of 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. We need your help. Great products. Please check them out.
Attention investors.